Bless you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate you this night. We thank you, Lord, for just being God. Thank you for being our Savior as well as our healer. Thank you for the word of God that shall stand. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will stand. Thank you for the angel and shepherd of this flock. We thank you for the woman of God, the pastor, Lord. We thank you for her companion. Thank you for everyone that would hold up her hands. For those that are even visiting tonight, God. Thank you for the musicians tonight, God. We ask that you would bless. Send signs, wonders, and miracles, God, as never before. Use us in this hour, God. Speak to us and through us in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us utterance in this house tonight. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We'll bless you. We'll give you all the glory, all the honor and the praise. In the magnificent name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a good hand praise. Put your hands together for the pastor of this great church, Pastor Celeste Davis and her wonderful husband. I just call him Dad. Amen. We appreciate the Lord for him tonight, for all the ministers and musicians, to all the people of God. Now give yourself a good hand praise. Amen. As you take your seat. Amen. We thank God for today. Amen. You can be seated. Just thank God for just being so good. Amen. Now, I didn't cut the phone off on. I just never cut it on. I just didn't cut it off. Some days I just don't cut it on to round 12 because sometimes I just get so many calls, and sometimes the calls you get is just petty stuff sometimes, just to try to get you upset or mess your day up. So sometimes it's just better sometimes just to leave your phone off for a while. I found if I do, I can get a little rest if I just leave my phone off for a while. So, you know, I'm thanking the Lord. Amen. He's so good. Amen. Just few us out tonight, but I believe God. Amen. It don't take a crowd to move God. I always say that. It don't take a crowd. Amen. It just take people that want something from the Lord. Amen. God is faithful. Amen. To meet every need in this place tonight. Amen. That have gathered themselves out. And I don't believe by chance that we here today, but it's by the will of God that he blessed each and every one of us to be here tonight. It's the will of God for us to be here, and I appreciate the Lord. Amen. Get your Bibles, amen. We're going to try to minister a word tonight, amen. I believe in giving God my all, amen. Whenever I give it, I believe in giving my all. I don't believe in half doing nothing for when it comes to God. I believe we should give our best praise, our best worship. Amen. Whether it's just a handful or whether the church is full, we should always give God our best. Amen. The best that we can give, act like we, amen, singing to a cathedral full of people, or praying before a cathedral, or preaching before a cathedral. Amen. Amen. Philip went down to Samaria and preached to, amen, the Ethiopian man, and got him saved. Amen. Delivered. Ain't no telling how many people, amen, that man went back to his own country and stirred up because one man went in the desert. Amen. And reached out to one man that needed God, that needed the Lord in his life. Amen. That's the way God do. I tell the Lord, I say, if I can just, amen, touch one person, amen, that make a difference. Amen. If you can just reach one somebody, because you don't know who that one somebody going to reach. Amen. So I thank God that, amen, my ministry have impacted somebody. Amen. And I just thank God. Amen. Thank you for putting me up. Amen. In such a beautiful place. Amen. I'm telling you, very beautiful there at the Marriott. I'm telling you, I rested good today. Amen. I rested real good today. I needed that rest too. And I rested real good today. So I thank God. Amen. Get your Bibles. Amen. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. Starting reading from the first verse, and the word reads, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. Look, David has been out to battle with the Philistines. Amen. But while he's on the battlefield, amen, the enemy has came into where he's living at. Sometimes we can be out, amen, trying to encourage somebody else or doing something with the devil trying to tear our home up. Amen. He's done went out to battle, and when he come back home, he sees that the city is set on fire. Not only is it set on fire, but it's been burned down. And not only that, but the enemy had taken his wives, had taken the women, had taken the children. Now listen, the word of God said they didn't kill nobody, because sometimes, you know, the enemy can have you captive, but he can't kill you. He can take you through some things, but he does not have the permission to take your life without God. That's why the enemy told, amen, when God's sons of God presented themselves, amen, and before God, the devil came in the midst also, amen. Amen, began to talk about Job, amen. And one thing God allowed him to do, he allowed him to come against Job, but he wouldn't allow him to take Job's life. And so he had taken the women, taken the children. Say they didn't kill none of them, but they took them captive. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with them lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. There's some situations in your life, amen, that you done cried about. You done cried and you done cried until you really sometimes you can't even cry no more. And so they had gotten themselves where they just cried before the Lord. They cried until they couldn't even weep no more. They didn't even have enough power, or they didn't even have enough strength to even cry anymore of the situation. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ananiam the Jezreelite and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. How many know sometimes things just stress us out? It can be little things that can stress us out. But it said David was greatly distressed, for the people spake a stone in him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Look, David was greatly distressed, and he's distressed now. He's distressed because his wife and his children are gone. But not only that, but the crew that he got with him, that went out on the battlefield with him, now they all upset and they talking about stoning David. It may come a time in your life where you may have friends, and sometime during this walk of life, it may be some friends that may turn their back on you. Could be your family, could be somebody that you love very dearly. Amen. We all go through these things in life. Amen. The same ones that was it with him in the battle, now these the same men that's talking about killing David because their family is gone too, and they put the blame on David because they're probably saying that we hadn't been out with you on the battlefield of following you, our family will still be here, our children will still be safe. It's saying David, they were so upset with David. David was so distressed, but the word of God said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. There's gonna come some time in your life, you can't wait on nobody to pat you on the back. You can't wait on nobody to tell you that it's gonna be all right. It's gonna come a season in your life where you're gonna have to encourage your own self. You're gonna have to speak some things to your own self in this hour to make it. Sometime I get in the mirror, I tell people this all the time, and I just look at myself in the mirror and I say, you a bad girl. I say, you know you blessed. I speak you prosperous. I speak good things over my life. I don't wait on nobody to tell me. I begin to speak some things over my own life. It's some things that you're going to have to speak to yourself about, because you ain't going to always have somebody there to tell them, to tell you you can make it or tell you can go on. Amen. But you can speak some words over your own life. The Bible said the power of life and death is in the tongue. Don't speak negative self. Never get up and speak that I don't know how I'm going to make it today. Because when you speak that, that's what you get. You barely can make it through the day, but get up in the morning, I don't care what you're going through, and say, this is a good day, I'm gonna has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day I ain't going to let nothing upset me. This is the day I'm going to walk in the will of the Lord. And David said to Abiathar, the priest of Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. David said, look at here. I need an ephod is a priestly garment. He said, I need my priestly garment for what I'm going through right now. I need God surrounding me. Tell somebody, sometimes you just got to pull out your priestly garment. You got to get your to your sanctuary. It ought to be a place in your house where you and God meet together. It's something about when you sanctify an altar where you get at every day, you get in the same place and begin to talk to God. I got a place where I get at every morning and I get on my knees and I meet God there. There ought to be an altar somewhere in your home where you can talk to God and get away from the business schedule of the day. Don't worry about the kids needing Kool-Aid or cookies. It's a time that you got to get by yourself. Say, I don't need you coming in here today. I don't need you asking for nothing. You know this is my prayer time. Let me talk to God. Don't knock on that door. Tell me you want some cereal and milk. You know where the cereal at. You know where the milk at. Don't come bother me. This is my time where I talk to God. This is my time where I get it together. He said, bring my ephod. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without all fail recover all. Here it is. Once David got in his ephod on him, his priestly garment on him, David began to ask God a question. He said, shall I pursue after this troop? Amen. I was in my room this evening and I began to just look up things, and I always try to let God talk to me about the service. I had wrote down several things, several scriptures. Amen. But then I began to look and Lord spoke to me, tell my people to pursue and overtake. This is a time and an hour. Hallelujah. We need pursuing faith. Last night we was talking about we know faith. Tonight I want to talk about pursuing faith. There's a time in your life in revival. It's the time to encourage the saints, because we go through enough in life. Sometimes the weight of the world is put upon the saints. It's put upon the people of God. Sometimes every problem that family people have, they bring it to you and want you to figure it out. I try to ask you, what would you do in this situation? Sometimes family and friends will try you. They will say things to you that they know they shouldn't say, just to see what type spirit is working on you, to see will you get riled up, or will you say something that you shouldn't say. Sometimes husband and wives can make a statement that would get on your last nerve, because they trying to try you. The enemy trying to try you to see would you break down. Hallelujah. But this is a time, I believe, that God is speaking to us. This is our season, and this is our hour that the church is going to be raised up. We shall pursue and without fail recover. Oh, tell somebody, I'm getting back everything. Everything that the enemy stole on last year, the year before, this year, the enemy have tried to steal some of our joy, to steal some of our happiness, to take joy out of our life. But I come tonight to tell you, God said, if you pursue, you shall overtake, and without fail, you shall recover all. Pursue and overtake them. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint they could not go over the brook Besor. Now listen, David started out with 600, but when he got to the brook, only 400 had enough strength to go on and pursue after the truth. Sometime in his life, we get a little weaker, we get a little weary, but ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. As long as you still stay, they couldn't make it no further. They were too tired. They were too faint. So David took 400 and he left 200 behind. And they found the Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him to drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisin. When he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of chariots and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah and born the south of Caleb, and we burn Ziklag with fire. Now look, God has positioned this young man. God always got a witness. He always leave a witness. This young man is positioned right in the right place, for when David comes to him, amen, he began to tell what happened. David didn't know who he was, but he began to say, I belong, I'm an Egyptian. I belong to, amen, a king. I belong, he said, I got sick a few days ago and he left me behind. But before he left me behind, we went through and we invaded a place called Ziklag and burned it with fire. All the information that David needed was right in that young man. God got some information and some people that you don't even think got information. You'll be surprised that who may have your word to bring you out. Some people wait on somebody else. Say, I'm looking for somebody great to come through. I'm looking for them to lay hands on me. You never know. It could be the next door neighbor. It could be somebody that you never thought would give you a word in due season that will bring you out. David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt not neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from twilight even until the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Look, hear the servant, amen, the young man said, I can take you where they at, just don't turn me over. He took them where they was, and when David got there and looked down upon them, they were dancing and eating and drinking. They was having a good time on David's stuff and on his men's stuff. You know, the enemy have a good time on your stuff. Once he done took your stuff, he have a good time. He partying, he living it up, he dancing. But what he don't know is that I'm in hot pursuit this year to recover everything. He don't know I'm on his heels. I'm right behind him. He don't see me coming up in the rear. The enemy don't spot you coming up in the rear to get your stuff. He too busy partying, having a good time. He never imagined that it was yet 400, 600 that wasn't in the city. He didn't know about that 600 that it went out on the battlefield. God got a reserve, as I said last night, that the enemy don't know nothing about. While he's dancing and hallelujah, having a good time, God troops are fortifying themselves. They are gathering their strength. They have took enough time to ask God, shall I go after? Shall I pursue? He don't know that we're getting ourselves ready to attack his camp. We done cried. We done worried about it. We done got discouraged about it. But now we done prayed about it. We done asked God, what shall I do? And God said, pursue and overtake. And David recovered all. Tell somebody, recovery time. Hallelujah, I'm getting ready. You know, when you go in surgery, they got a place called the recovery room. After you have surgery, they put you in a room where they watch you real close, and it's called recovery. That's the time your body begin to mend, to get you back where you need to be. Well, this is our recovery hour. We've been cut. We go through some things, but I'm in the room. I'm in the recovery room, and I'm getting ready to come out. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And when he got there, they hadn't, hallelujah, they didn't miss nothing. Everything that they had done took, hallelujah, here it is. They got back everything. They got their wives back. They got their sons and daughters back. They got their goods back. He said, David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and herds which they drayed before those other cattle and said, this is David's spoil. I need to put your name there where it said David's spoil. Call your name out and say, this is my spoil. This is Maryland's spoil right now. Hallelujah. I'm getting back what the enemy stole. I'm getting back what he took. I'm reaching out to get what God has for me. And David came to the 200 men, which was so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial of those that went with David and said, because they went not with us, we would not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save to every man his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. Now listen, David comes back from recovering all. When he get back, he had left 200 that was too faint to go on. Here it is, when they get back, the ones that went with David say, I don't want to give them nothing. Say what they had, just give them their sons and their daughters back. You know what I like about God? Even though you may not get to go out on the battlefield like some people, you may not have the ministry that some people to pull up the front. You may be the one in the background. Huh? You may be the one that worked the equipment. You may be this. But one thing about God, God is fair and just. He'll give you just as much as what you got as those that went to the battle. All they had to do was stay by the brook. Some of us just need to plant our foot and say, I may not can go, but I can pray. I may not can do this, but I can fast. I'll stay right here. They didn't leave the brook. They didn't go back. They stood at the brook where David left them. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with what the Lord had given us, who had preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our land. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarried by the stuff. They shall part alike. Look, David said, look at here. It don't make no difference whether these men win or not. He said, we're not going to be that way. We're not going to be unfair. These have stood by the stuff. These have stayed here to watch what was left. He's saying they're going to get just as much of the spoils as you got. As him that went to battle, so is he that stayed by the brook. They gonna get the same reward. They gonna get the same amount. Why is this? Because David didn't just recover his stuff. The word of God reads that David recovered the lands that they had went through the Philistines' camp. They had went through some other camps. They had got a bunch of stuff. And David went in there. Not only did he get what he had, but he got what they had too. Tell somebody, this is overflow time. I ain't just trying to get what I had. I'm trying to walk into an overflow. I'm trying to walk into a running over. Not just what I want, hallelujah, but giving me more than what I need. Sometimes I look back at the church and how they operated. But I said, Lord, that was good in its time. But Lord, you said the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. I ain't just looking for what we used to do. I'm looking for another realm. For the Bible said we go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. There's a realm that God is pushing us into that we never walked into. Jesus said this, greater work shall ye do because I go unto my Father. Tell somebody, pursue and overtake. When you pursue something, you go after it. You carry it out or you follow it when you pursue something. You go and get all you, when you pursue something, you catch up. Tell somebody, catch up. We might have been running a little behind, but it's time for us to catch up. We might have been a little slow, but it's time for the church to catch up. When you overtake something, hallelujah, it means things that you take over. What you saying? This thing that's, hallelujah, been overtaking me, I'm getting ready to take over it. This situation that's been holding you bound, it has overtaken you, but you're getting ready to take over it. Tell somebody, I'm getting ready to pursue. I'm getting ready to overtake. We're getting ready to take over this thing. Amen. God said we're getting ready to take over this thing. Some of us know that we have sickness in our body. Sometimes we go through some things and look like it don't want to let go. It's trying to hold you. It's trying to keep you. Sometimes we suffer with illnesses. Sometimes months and sometimes years. Because that thing trying to take over you. But you need to tell sickness tonight, I'm pursuing my healing. I'm finna overtake it. Because the word of God declares in Isaiah the 53rd chapter and 1 Peter, it declares that I'm healed by his stripes tonight. I'm getting ready to take over this thing. You ought to tell somebody, I'm getting ready to pursue and overtake. Hallelujah. Some days the enemy been reigning, hallelujah, in your life. Hallelujah. But you need, he's been telling you, you'll never have enough money to get the house. You'll never be able to get the new car. Hallelujah, you'll always be down. But the word of God declares, hallelujah, that Jesus became poor that I might be rich. I have the blessings of God upon my life. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the Bible saying these blessings shall come upon thee and what overtake thee. I'm looking for the blessings to overtake me. He said they shall overtake you. Blessed shall you be, hallelujah, in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Tell somebody, I'm blessed tonight. Blessed is the fruit of my body. Well, what are you saying? This body gonna line up with the will of God. For it said, blessed is the fruit of my body, and blessed is the fruit of the ground. Well, what are you saying tonight, Sister Harvey? I'm saying everything that I plant, whatever seed that I sow, I'm going to cultivate it, and it shall grow, because I'm pursuing tonight. I got pursuing faith. I got overtaking faith. I won't let the enemy stop me, because I'm blessed by God. I'm blessed in my basket, and I'm blessed in the store. Well, what are you saying? Everything I put in my buggy is blessed, and everything that I can up, it's going to keep. I'm blessed tonight. I'm blessed when I come in, and I'm blessed when I'm coming out. Tell somebody tonight, I shall pursue and overtake, and I shall recover all. Tell somebody, the word of God says, I command the blessings to be upon you. We shall be the head and not the tail. I shall lend and not borrow. Well, what are you saying? I ain't going to the payday loan store every 2 weeks trying to pay them interest. The payday loan folks need to be asking the church about a loan. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am above and never beneath. I'm getting ready to pursue and overtake. You need to tell the enemy tonight, you've been saying that my children ain't coming out. You've been saying that that boy girl ain't gonna change, but the word of God declares that I'm not only saved, but this is for my children. It's for my children, children. It's for my children, children, children. My children are delivered. My grandchildren are delivered. My great-grandchildren are delivered. Hallelujah. Joel picks it up and say, in the last days it shall come to pass. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your son and your daughters shall prophesy. Well, tell somebody, they ain't only gonna be saved, but they gonna prophesy. They gonna preach the word. They gonna bring the enemy down, because there's been a seed that's been planted in them. I'm gonna pursue, and I shall overtake, and I'm gonna recover all in this hour. Tell somebody, pursue and overtake. The devil been telling you some of your ministries won't never amount to nothing. But you need to tell him the word declares in St. John the 15th chapter. Jesus looked and said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and your fruit shall remain. And whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he shall do it unto you. Tell somebody, I didn't call myself for this. I was chosen by God. I was ordained by God. I didn't call myself the leadership. God called me, and not only did he call me, but he chose me. Tell somebody, I'm chosen, and not only am I chosen, he has ordained me. I'm ordained to do the work of God. I'm ordained to praise God. I'm ordained to witness. I'm ordained to sing. I'm ordained to worship. I shall pursue. We need pursuing faith. We need the kind of faith that don't give up. We need to be like that little train, say, yes, I can. Yes, I can. They didn't think the little train can make it, but the train said, yes, I can. Tell somebody, yes, I can. I know you've been through something, but yes, I can. I know you look like don't think I'm coming out of this, but yes, I can. I know I've been down for a while, but yes, I can. Why? Because I have pursuing faith. I have the kind of faith that won't let me go. Pursuing means I'm going after it. I'm going to keep on till I get it. We got to have that pursuing faith that no matter what it looks like, no matter what condition we're in, hallelujah, my faith tells me that I can make it. My faith let me know if I just keep going after it, if I don't give up somewhere, I'm going to walk in the healing. If I just keep on believing God, because God has made a covenant with me, because God has told me, God's reputation is on the line. What kind of God would he be if he told us that healing was ours and we never was healed? His reputation is on the line. He ain't gonna let his reputation go down. If he said we blessed, he gonna show that you blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that he said, he's God enough to bring it to pass. He will do what he said. I thank God there's something on the inside of me. The words that we should do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that working in us. Tell somebody, there's a power in me. There's a working power in me that won't let me give up. It won't let me stay down. It pulls me up when I'm going through. It heals me when I'm sick. It delivers me when I need him. Hallelujah, Jesus. It pays bills when I don't know how it's going to happen. God makes it happen. Somebody got to put money in my hand. Somebody got to do something because he's a God of his word. He's a God that give out good gifts. The word says, if you ask, your son asks you for bread, I'm finna close. You won't give him a stone. If he asks for egg, you won't give him a scorpion. He said, if you being evil, now that's the word of God. He said, if you being evil, you'll give your child good gifts. He said, what you think about me? If you being evil know how to give your kid good gifts, what about me being your heavenly father? He said, I give you whatsoever you ask in my name. We got to have the believing faith. We got to have pursuing faith. We ain't going to give up faith. Whatsoever. I ain't giving up till I can touch him. We got all kind of examples in the Bible of people that didn't give up. Their faith wasn't wavering. The Bible said Abraham staggered not at the promise. He believed God even when he got to be 100 years old, God's word still stand. Some of us may be, God done promised us some 10 years ago, we may not have walked in it yet. But he just enough to bring it to pass. If he spoke it to you, he'd do it. I don't care how many years it take. Somewhere I'm going to walk into what God told me I was going to walk into. If he blessed me, I'm blessed. We may be struggling right now, honey, but we blessed. Every day we just got to tell ourselves, we blessed, honey. We blessed. You keep speaking over your life. I'm blessed today. I'm healed today. I don't care how you aching. I don't care how these joints ache me. I don't care how they be aching. healed. Care what I'm going through. Courage myself. Let myself know I'm coming out of this. Let myself know I'm coming after it. I'm coming after with everything that I got. I ain't got time to be slack now. As I said, we've been in this too long now to slack up. Ain't no time to slack up now. I'm coming at you like a locomotive. Hallelujah. As the old TV show Superman, faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall bound with a single bounce. Tell somebody I got Superman faith tonight. I'm coming at him like a locomotive. I'm coming at him with everything I got. I'm going to let him know I'm going to be faster than a speeding bullet. He ain't going to know I'm coming at him. I'm hitting him with everything that I got. I'm coming at him at full strength. I done regained my strength. I went through some things, but I done powered up. Tell somebody, power up. Inquire of the Lord. Talk to God. When you talk to God, you power up. When you pray, you power up. Tell somebody, I'm powering up. I'm getting ready to go on the devil's turf. I ain't worried about him coming on mine. It's time for us to take the battle to him. Take him to his battleground and whoop him on his own battleground. Well, that's what Jesus did. The Bible said that Jesus was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Jesus wasn't just in the heart of the earth. The word declares that Jesus went into this, hallelujah, the gates of hell. Went down there, preached it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for those that had been waiting for God to come. Jesus went down there, preached it to David, to Micah and Zechariah. They had been waiting on Jesus. Jesus had a 3-day revival in hell. Kicked the door down, kicked the gate down, came back and gave Peter the keys and said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Also, I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom, that whatsoever you bound in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Tell somebody, pursuing and overtaking faith. That's what God said. I'm getting ready to put my people into. This is our hour, and this is our season. Time is winding up. Some people don't know. We right at the verge. Hallelujah. The Bible said the devil know he had but a short time. So he coming against us with everything he got. He coming against us to keep us, to try to keep us discouraged, try to wear our bodies out, try to make us be sick, because he know he ain't got much time left. But during this short time that God allowed us space, the church is powering up. Hallelujah. People are powering up. Troops are gathering together. Hallelujah. We are coming together as one, because we are undefeated foe. And we will bind together as one. And we will bring our minds in as one. And we will pray on one accord. And we will stand as one. The devil can't do nothing with a people that will stand united. This is the season. We're going to stand together. This is the season we're going to bring other people out. This ain't the season where we're going to discourage nobody. This ain't the season where we're going to talk about nobody. This is the season where we're going to pull together, and whatever you failing at, honey, I'm here to power you up. Whatever you weak at, maybe you ain't as strong as you should be. Maybe some things fighting you, but I'm here to power up with you. And as long as I power up with you, you can't fall. As long as I hold you up, you can't fall. As long as I earn to gird you, you can't fall. We're going to pursue, and we're going to overtake. And without fail, tell somebody, without fail, we're going to recover all. We're getting everything back. Not are we getting everything back, I'm getting some extra. Tell somebody, extra. You know how it is. When them greens real good, put a little more on the plate. Hey, that was good. Put a little bit more on there. I need some extra. We powering up. I need some extra. Hallelujah. The church. Hallelujah. I'm closing. You got to be like Papa. I done took all I can take. I can take some no more. When you done took all you can take and you can't take no more, the enemy better look out. He better look out for some people that done took. Now, you done pushed over. You done ran through here. You done been on my son long enough. You got to let him go now. You've been holding my daughter long enough. You got to let her go now. You've been holding me down long enough. You finna let me go, huh? You've been holding my money down. You got to loose it. You've been holding my ministry down. You fixing to loose it. I done took all I can take from you. I done seen you ruling and reigning. Your dominion is over. God has given us authority over every devil, over every power of the enemy. And this is our season to take it back. Stand to your feet all over your building. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on. Thank you, Jesus. If you're getting ready to recover, begin to tell God thank you. Hallelujah, G. If you're getting ready to recover, oh, come on, tell God thank you in this place tonight. If you're getting ready, tell God thank you in this place tonight. Lord, we're going to take it back. We're going to take it back, God. We're taking it back tonight. We're taking it back, God. We're pursuing tonight. You said we're going to overtake. You said we're going to overtake. You said we're going to recover all. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we bless you tonight. We praise you tonight. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We lift you up, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. You said tell the people to pursue after their dreams, to pursue after what you put in them. To pursue your dreams. Some of you know you had dreams of great things. You had dreams to do great things. And the enemy have discouraged some of you. But God said tonight, pursue after your dream. It's a movie Will Smith played called The Pursuit of Happiness. He didn't stop until he got what he said he would be. And that's what we need to do. I ain't stopping till I get back everything you took. I ain't stopping till I walk into total deliverance. And not just for me. I ain't stopping till my children get delivered. I'm going to keep believing God for them. Grandchildren get delivered. You told me that that word was for me and my children. I believe you, and I'm standing on your word. I'm standing firm on what you, even though when our body going through, hallelujah, I'm standing on that I'm healed by your stripes. Healing is the children's bread. The Bible says he sent a word and healed them. This is our season that the church is being mended. We are being mended for tests and trials, sickness, for things that we have been through. This is the season where God is getting ready to pick the church up, put us back together for every brokenness that we done went through in our lives, for all the heartache, the pain and suffering. It ain't like God that he won't reward you for everything that you've been through. He would not forget your work and labor, love, which you have sown toward this for the people of God or toward the saints. God is not unrighteous, but he's a just God. Hallelujah, he's a good God. Do anybody in here tonight believe he's a good God? Do you know that he's a good God? He's a good God tonight. Hallelujah. Come here, sweetie, come here. Let me pray for you. What happened to the choir? Is the choir singing tomorrow? What happened to the choir? All right, I want the choir to get back together. I need the choir singing. We need the choir singing. Let's get the choir back together. Let's work on getting the choir back. It's so much better when we get a group working together. Yeah, you know, I know the enemy here getting anything to try to discourage you. Right when he see the church about to break forth with the choir, then the enemy get to working, and then, it ain't got to be people can't get along. He'll mess schedules up. He'll get in the scheduling where people used to be out from work. Now you can't show up for choir rehearsal because the enemy done got in your work schedule and schedule you where he take little things to break up big things. So let's get the choir back together. Get God some glorious praise up in here. Lift your hands up, precious. You're doing a good job.